Tonight's daf is daf Yedzayin. We got to the last 10 lines or so on Tezayin. We just moved pretty fast today's daf, even though it's somewhat long. The Gemara, the Tudat, says, Achal Tevel, Ma'aser Rishon, V'chulei, quoting from the Mishnah, a list of different Yisurim that result in Malkus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Achal Tevel, Shel Ma'aser Ani, Loke. Person eats Tevel. Tevel is a word that's used any time Ma'aser wasn't taken off. It's called Tevel. So now it could be tevel for a few different things. There's a whole order. First you take off chuma, then you take off ma'aser rishon, and then you take off either ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani, depending on the year. So although a person took off chuma and took off ma'aser rishon, if he didn't take off ma'aser ani, it's still called tevel shema'aser ani. So if one eats tevel shema'aser ani, which means ma'aser ani wasn't taken off yet, he would receive malchus. Kiman, who is this like? Kihai Tana, like the following Tana, the Brisa teaches us, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Yachal lo yehechayv ela al hatevel shelohura mimenu kol ikur. One might think there's only a chiv when nothing was taken off, that no chuma or anything else was taken off at all. However, huram mimenu chuma gdola. If chuma gdola, which is the initial 140th or 150th or 160th that's given to the kohen, if that chuma was taken off, velo huram mimenu ma'aser rishon. The ma'aser rishon wasn't taken off, that's supposed to go to the levi. Or, let's say ma'aser rishon was also taken off, but lo ma'aser sheni, but the second ma'aser wasn't taken off, which is supposed to be taken to eat in Yerushalayim. Va'afilu ma'aser ani, and let's say ma'aser ani wasn't taken off, the years when ma'aser sheni isn't given. Minayin, how do I know there's still an Isser Malkos when those only a few things weren't taken off? Tamalomar, lo sucha lechol b'sherecha v'gomer. The entire pasuk reads on the side here, lo sucha lechol b'sherecha, you can't eat in your gates, maser digancha v'tiroshcha v'itarcha v'korcha v'korecha, v'toncha v'chol nidarecha asher tidor v'nidvosecha chumas yadcha. So that's what the pasuk, yadcha, that's what the pasuk says. And we're going to darshan what we learned from each of these words in this pasuk here. But continuing on this particular item, Ulahalan Omer, later on it says, Va'achlu bisharecha visaveu. You're supposed to eat, so it says the pasuk, Kisechale parshas kisavo. Kisechale lasis kol maser tvozecha. When you take off all the mice that you have to take off, Bashan Ashlish is in the third year, Shnasa maser, Minasata lo levi lager liyasam lamana, Va'achlu bisharecha visaveu. Only then, after you've taken, I'm reading the pasuk on the side of the page here, only after you've taken all off the mice, off all the mice, only then can you eat it. So the Gemara says, Mala Halan Ma'aser Ani, just like that pasuk in Kisava I just read, is referring to Ma'aser Ani, because it's talking about giving it to a ger, to a levi, a yasom, amana, these individuals who are aniyim. So af kan, so to hear in this pasuk, it says it's referring to Ma'aser Ani. And the pasuk says, Amar Achmana lo sucha, you're not allowed to eat it if Ma'aser Ani hasn't yet been given. That's the source of this statement of Rav, that again, Ochal Tevel Shem Ma'aser Ani's loka. So now, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Ketanai." It's really machlokas tanaim whether or not there's malchus for eating tevel shel ma'aser ani. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Ein tzarch likros es hashem al ma'aser ani shel demai." Demai is a situation where there's a suffix whether or not there's a need to take off ma'aser or not. So let's say the suffix only with respect to ma'aser ani. You don't know if the farmer you bought from took off ma'aser ani or not. So Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to call shame. You don't have to separate it. You could just eat it. However, Chachamim Omrim, going on to now, top of Yud Zayin, Korei Es Hashem Veino Tzarech L'Hafrish. You do have to call it, separate, this is a Ma'is Ani, but you don't have to actually give it away. So let's just look at Rashi for a second, on the top here, Korei Vein Tzarech L'Hafrish, Zecheven Shekara Lav Shem, Yatsa Hakri Mitoras Tevel. Once you say, this is Ma'is Ani, there's no longer a Tevel, and you're actually allowed to eat it. There's no Isser to eat Ma'is Ani. Ma'is Ani has no Kedusha. It's just Matnos Anim. The Anim own it. Problem is, it's a suffix. Since it's demai, we don't really know if they're owed that ma'aser or not. So whenever it comes to suffix mamonis, what's the klal? Hamotzi mechavei lav haraya. I'm allowed to keep it. If it's a suffix. I was mafresh the iser tevel. As opposed to, let's say there's a suffix truma, I can't eat it because I'm a zar. I have to give that to a kohen. It's a suffix truma. When it comes to suffix ma'aser ani, I'm allowed to separate it and keep it to myself. So either way, there's machlokas when it comes to demai, whether I need to take ma'aser ani or not. So what's this machlokas? Says the Gemara. My lav, what is it not? They're arguing b'hoka miflugi, they're arguing about the following. Demar saver vaday tovlo, umar saver vaday eno tovlo. So what's going on here? What do they hold about a case of vaday? If there's a vaday case where I didn't take off ma'aser ani, is that vaday tevel? And therefore there's an iser malkos, and when there's a suffix, I need to be machmir also and be mafreshit? Or they hold, when I didn't take it off, it's not tevel. I have a chiv to take ma'aser ani, but if I didn't take it, it's not called tevel. So if the Vada is not called Tevel, then certainly on the Safik level, I don't have to take off Meiser on either. That's the Gemara, things the Machlokas is about. Again, this discussion is about Safik, but I think the root of the Machlokas is how they view the case of Vadai when there was no Meiser Ani taking off. Is that viewed as Tevel, or is it not viewed as Tevel? That's the Machlokas tonight. To which the Gemara says, it can't be true. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Ihachi. If that's the case, Adem Miflagi Besfeko, Liflagu Bet Vadai. Why they choose to argue about a case of Suffolk? Let's argue about a more fundamental case, a clearer case, where they're, even on a case of Vadai, that's where there's Machlokas. So Ella must be the Chuli Alma Vadai Tevlo. It must be that if Meiser Ani wasn't taken, it's certainly viewed as Vadai, Vadai Tevel, and there would be Malkos. V'hocha b'hoch k'mifki, they're arguing about the following case. Mar Savar lo nechshetu ami ha'aretz al Meiser Ani shaldemai, came to Mamona hu afrusha mafrish. The machlokas is, what did the farmers do? Are we concerned that the farmers did or did not take Meiser Ani? So the first opinion thinks, we're not concerned that the Ami Haaretz, that the farmers who didn't know much, that they didn't take it. Of course they took it. Because since it's the money, they separated it. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says two narrow lines down, Lo nechshedu de mamonahu, einim bo isra achila elo gezalanim, viyu le gezalanim lo chayish. See, what happens is, everyone agrees that there's an Isser Tevel, if you didn't separate Meiser Ani. So we assume that farmers are concerned of Isurim, of Yardaya Isurim, but they're not concerned with Mamona. Even though Mamona also is an Isser Gzela, in their eyes, monetary Isurim is not the same level as Machalos Asuros. So we assume now the farmers, they separated it, because they didn't want to get the Isser, but they didn't care much about the money, because they're going to keep the money for themselves. So now, let's say they were to sell their product, we assume the Meiser Ani was already taken off of it. Even though they may have kept the Meiser Ani for themselves, we don't care about that part. There's two stages in any Meiser. There's Hafrasha, and then there's an Asina. Hafrasha removes the Isser, and then Asina is the obligation, the monetary obligation to give to the Kohen, or to rather the Ani in this case. So here, we assume that the farmers separated it, there's no Isser, but they kept it to themselves. But that means the remaining fruit is actually mutter to be eaten. So we're allowed to buy from them without having to take any Meiser Ani. That's according to the first opinion. But their Rabbanan again say, Kevan de tricha le milsa lo mafrish. They say, why have to waste my time and separate every 10th apple here and there? It's too annoying for them. We actually think that they maybe didn't take Meiser Ani. And when you buy the demai, this fruit from the farmers, you have to be choshesh and separate Meiser Ani. Gemara now says, Kama yechal mina tevel v'chule. Mishah had machlokes. How much of tevel does a person have to eat in order to get the iser? So I just want to remind myself, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon holds a kol shu. The person eats a kol shu of tevel, he is a chayiv and he gets malchus. And Chachamim say, no, only a kazayis, you need a kazayis before you get the iser. And just to tell you the dialogue in the Mishnah, just to remind ourselves, Rabbi Shimon said, how could that be true? Don't you agree if you eat a nimla, if you eat an ant? So then a person will certainly get an Isser, even though it's less than a Kazayas. So the response back is, no, an ant is a Briyasa. That's it's a Birya, what we call it. It's an own entity. So even though it's less than a Kazayas, it's a Davar Chashuv. But something else, it's not a Birya, it needs to have a Kazayas in order to be Bechlal the Isser. That's the dialogue between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, Amar, Rav Bibi Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Machlokis Bechita. The whole debate here is when talking about a piece of wheat. About a kemach, if it's flour, divriya kol kazayis, even Rabbi Shimon will agree you need a kazayis once you break it down. If it's in the initial, original form, as a bara, as a wheat kernel, so then that's when Rabbi Shimon thinks there's an isser, even though it's less than a kazayis, and Chachamim say, no, you need a kazayis. But once you break it down to flour, Chul Yama agree you need a kazayis. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish k'machlokes bezu, kach machlokes bezu. He says, no, even by flour, when it's ground to flour, that too is an Isser, even on a kolshu. Even then will Rabbi Shimon think it's an Isser kolshu. So Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Tanan, Amar lehem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, Iyatem modim, do not agree to me, but ochel nimla kolshu shechayiv, if you eat a small ant, then you're certainly going to be chayiv. Amulo, mipnei shu kibriyasa, that's because it's a birya. An ant, I'll agree, an ant is chayiv, even though it's less than a kazayis, because that's in its own entity. Amar lehem afchita achas kibriyasa. So he says back, but even a kernel of wheat is also a creation. It may not be able to move like an ant, but still is considered a birya. So Rishon was arguing only by achita, implying by flour, kemach, he would actually agree to the chachamim that a kol shu would not be sufficient, you would need a kazayas. So that supports the first opinion that they all agree by kemach. And the Gemara says, no, that wasn't his response. He says, l'divrehem kamarlu. He's referring to in the world of the chachamim. L'didi, Rabbi Shimon says, for me, afil kemach nami. Even by flour, that's ground wheat flour, even a kol shu will be chayef. I'm talking about in your world, Chachamim, Odi Limias, you should at least admit to me the Chita Achas Kibriyasa. That just like an ant is considered its own entity, so too a kernel is also its own entity and should be chayiv, even though it's less than Kazayas. And their bun say back, no. Birias Neshama Chashuva. Chita Lo Chashuva. At least an ant has some level of a Neshama. It moves, as opposed to wheat. So there's a big difference. So the Chacham agreed that a Birya applies to animals, but does not apply to foods. Tana Kavasa de Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Brisa supports Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shu Lamakos, Lo Amru Kazayas El Inin Karbon. So Rabbi Shimon says across the board, by any Malkos, even by Kemach, even a Kol Shu would result in Malkos, the only time we need Kazayas according to Rabbi Shimon is when it comes to a Chiv Karbon. That's the only time where everybody agrees you need Kazayas. Okay, new Mishnah tells us now, Ha'ochel Bikurim Achilo Karalem. So a person eats bikurim. Bikurim is what? The first shivas aminim, the first fruits of the shivas aminim for that season. As it grows, they collect it from their fields and their gardens, and they take it to Yerushalayim. There's a whole celebration, and they eat it in Yerushalayim. So let's say a person eats it before there's a kriya. What happens is, in addition to there being a hava, bringing it, there's also a kriya. It's called mikra bikurim. Parshas Kisavo talks about it. There's what's called a vidui meiser sheni. You have to say something accompanying meiser sheni. And there's a mikra bikurim. You also have to recite a paragraph from the psukim about bikurim. So let's say a person eats bikurim ad shalokar, but he did not do the kriya. He did not do the mikra bikurim. Or kache kachim. He ate kache kachim chutz l'klayim. Where do kache kachim have to be eaten?
In the Azar.
In the Azar, right. Inside the Azar, inside the klayim, inside the curtains, inside the border. If he eats it outside the base of Mikdash, or Kachim Kalim, where did Kachim Kalim have to be eaten? Yerushalayim. Within the walls of Yerushalayim. Umay Shasheni also has to be within Yerushalayim. If either of those cases are Chutz L'chomer, or eaten outside the walls, or Hashover Se'etzim B'Pesach, person breaks the bone of a Karim Pesach Hatar, a Kasher Karim Pesach, those are all examples HaReze Loke Arbam. He gets Malkos for each of those cases. Aval HaMosir B'Tar, a person leaves over some Karim Pesach, of a Kasher Karim Pesach, Vashover Batame, or if it's a Tame Karban Pesach, somehow it became Tame, and he broke the bone, Eino, Lo Karban. I imagine the Gemara is going to explain why. Hanotel Eim HaLabanim, we saw this already in the Gemara earlier, a few days ago. The person takes the Eim HaLabanim, so then he violates the Isser of Shulach HaKan. You're supposed to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs. In this case, he doesn't do that. So he violates the Isser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loke Veinu Mashalech. He gets lashes for violating the Isser. Lo Sikach Eim HaLabanim. And he's sending it away. It doesn't help him out anymore. But Chacham Omerim, no. He could be Mashalayach. He could send away the mother bird, Vein Loka, and that could fix his lav, and he won't receive Malkos, Zeaklav, because this is the rule called Mitzvahs, Lo Sasei Sheyeshbo Kumase, Ein Chayevim Oleha. Anytime there's a lav, and then there's an ase afterwards to fix a lav, then one does not receive Malkos. So this is the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, Amar Rabba Bar, Barchana Amar Yochan Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stimasa. This is Rabbi Akiva, many Stam Mishnayos of Rabbi Akiva. We saw this also in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, right in the beginning of that base there. So this is Rabbi Akiva's understanding. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Bikurim Hanocha Ma'keves Behen, Kriya Eino Ma'keves Behen. So Chachamim argue, Rabbi Akiva thinks that the Kriya, the Mikra Bikurim, is Ma'akev, and one may not eat Bikurim without Mikra. But the Chachamim argue and say, no, the Mikra Bikurim is not Ma'akeves. Person should ideally say the Mikra Bikurim and recite that passage, but if he does not, it's not Ma'akeves, and he can still be Yotze and eat the Bikurim without getting Malkos. So the Gemara says, V'lema zu divrei Rabbi Shimon stimasa. So why did I say Rabbi Shimon? Why are we saying it's Rabbi Kiva? Hakmash v'lan de Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon sfirlei. So apparently there's this known sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which we're about to see in a second. So we're telling us that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. So my Rabbi Shimon, who's Rabbi Shimon? So this is going to be a bit of a discussion now. This sign of the Brisa tells us. This is a pasuk I read earlier. I read it again now. So the whole pasuk reads, Lo suchal lechel b'sherecha. You can't eat within your gates. Ma'aser degancha v'siroshcha v'itzarcha v'choros b'karcha v'tonecha v'chol nidrecha shenitidor v'nivlasecha chumas yodecha. So there are many things listed that you can't eat within your city. So what's going on here? So chumas yodecha ilo bikurim, that the bikurim cannot be eaten within your cities. You have to bring them to Yerushalayim to eat the bikurim. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma bazel l'amdein. What is this coming to teach us? Imla ochlan chutz l'choma. The Talmud says also to eat it outside the walls of the city. Bikurim cannot be eaten outside. Kavachomer, you don't need to pasuk. We can learn that from a kavachomer. Mi meiser, hakal. What's lean about meiser? Ma meiser sheni hakal ochlan chutz l'choma loke. The person eats meiser sheni, which is more makel than bikurim. We'll see why in a moment. One eats meiser sheni outside the walls, gets malchus. So certainly bikurim, which is more chomer, lo kol shekein. Certainly there will be malchus for bikurim. So there's no need for a pasuk of chumas yadecha to include bikurim of eating outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Hadlo ba'kasev. The only reason why the pasuk's coming, ela la'ochel bibikurim ad shelo karalem shuloka. They tell me that not only if a person eats bikurim outside the chomos Yerushalayim, but if a person eats bikurim before doing mikra bikurim, he'll get malchus as well. That's what the pasuk's teaching us, and that's the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the mikra bikurim is ma'keves to bikurim and will result in malchus. So that's how we know Rabbi Shimon is that opinion, and Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. But now the Gemara is going to continue the conversation of Rabbi Shimon Darshan in this pasuk. It says further, "V'nidvosecha zu toda v'shlamim." That too cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Ma bazel lamdenu." What is this pasuk really teaching me about toda and shlamim? Im la'ochan chus l'choma. If it's telling me that it's also to eat outside the walls of Yerushalayim and there's malchus, kavachomer mi meiser. Hello, boss. We can learn just like Meiser Sheni, which is more makil, results in malchus. So certainly, shlamim and toda will also result in malchus for eating them outside the chomos Yerushalayim. The Gemara asks that in the next page. Very good. So the Gemara says then, hello, boss. Ella laochel betoda uveshlamim lefnei zrika shehu loka. So it's coming to teach me an added chiddush that a person eats toda and shlamim before the zrika. Right? Every carbon has four avodas. What are the four avodas for every carbon? Is it every zvachim? Shechita? First, after Shechita is, skip to it. Kabbalah? Halacha and Zrika. So let's say a person does three of them, but doesn't do the Zrika. So then they're, after the Zrika, so then what happens? The Shlamim can be eaten by who to eat the Shlamim? Everybody. The Bailim, the Kohen, and the Mizbeach gets some. So the Baal, or the Kohen, cannot eat it until there's a Zrika. And the Toda, who eats the carbon Toda? The Baal and everybody else he wants to share with all the bread. So you cannot eat it till the Zrika takes place. So we're learning from this pasuk that if a person eats it lifnei Zrika, then he gets Malchus. So that's what we learn from this Joshua. Next pasuk Kidarsh is the next word. Ubechoros, which literally means the firstborn, Zabachor. That the Bechor, what do you learn from the Zabachor? So Amar B'Shimon, the same idea. This is the same structure, back and forth. Ma bazeh l'amdein. What's it going to teach me? Im lochan chutz l'choma. It was telling me that if you eat the b'chor outside the chomos Yerushalayim, this malchus, what you need the pasuk for? Kavachomer mi meiser. Im lefnei zrika. And it was talking about maybe to say that you get malchus for eating a b'chor before you sprinkle the blood. That's a kavachomer mi tod v'shlamim. That's a tod and shlamim or mekel. B'chor is more chomer. So certainly b'chor will also have malchus for eating prior to the zrika. So therefore, what do we learn from the pasuk? Hala ba kasev ella leochel mina bechor afilu laachar zrika shuloka. If a person eats from the bechor even after the zrika, he'll get malchus. Why is that the case? So if you get a look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines up, afilu laachar zrika shuloka im zarhu sheina bechor nechel ella lekohanim the zuhi azaraso. Only a kohen is allowed to receive and eat the bechor. So it's talking about a zar who eats even after the zrika. It's aser. There's going to be malchus for him. Then the Gemara says further, what's the next word telling us, teaching us? Bekarcha v'tzoncha in the pasuk. Zu chatas v'ashem. So what is it telling us about chatas and ashem? Amr b'shimon, the same idea. Ma bazel l'madeinu. What's it coming to teach us? Im lochlen chutz l'choma, that there's an issue to eat outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Kavachomer mi'meiser. Im lefnei zrika. He was talking about before zrika and you eat it. Let's also learn. Kavachomer mi'toda v'shlamim. And it's talking about im la'achar zrika, that there's an iser for someone else who's not going to eat from them. Kavachomer mi'bechor. Ha lo ba'kosv ella la'ochel mechatas v'ashem. Afilu la'achar zrika chutz l'klayim shehu loke. So one might think, after you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, maybe it's permitted to eat outside the Klayim. Kamash friends to teach us that's Aser still. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, last line, Chutz l'klayim, v'az haras aseh, matzin b'mamakam acher, b'mamakam kodesh tochel, b'chatzer olam moed. There's a positive commandment to eat it within the olam moed, and there's a lav if you eat it outside the olam moed. Then the Gemara says, where are we now? There we go. Zu'ola. So what are we learning from the word ola? So same idea again. Amar b'shimon ma bazelam deinu. What's it coming to teach us? Im lochlan chutz l'choma kavachomer meiser. Im lefnei zrika kavachomer mitoda v'shalmim. Am I retranslating? I think we have the idea now, I hope. Im lachar zrika kavachomer mibechor. Im chutz l'klayim kavachomer michatis vashem. Therefore, what are we learning? Halo ba kasev ela. It's only coming to teach us the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis now. Ela la ochel min haola la'achar zrika va'filu befnim shehu loku. Who eats from the ola? No one. Right. So it's telling us that even after the zrika, even within the walls, there's still an iser to eat from the ola, and that will result in malchus. That's what we learned from this last drasha. So after this whole back and forth, Rava liked this drasha very much, all these drashas. Amar Rava, Rava said, the Yaleida Ema Rabbi Shimon Teled. A woman who gives birth, she gives birth to someone like Rabbi Shimon, Vilo Lo Talid, and if not, it's not worth giving birth. So Vafag, obviously, Pircha, even though there's a Pircha, there's a certain flaw in these Kavachomers, Rava still felt that way, that he really liked the drashas of Rabbi Shimon going back and forth. So Gemara wants to know, so what's the Pircha? What was the flaw in all of Rabbi Shimon's Kavachomers? My Chumra, the Bikurim. What was the Chumra that Bikurim had? Me Meiser. Meiser was the most lenient. Well, that was the most Mekum. We kept them building up upon. So what was the Bikurim that's more Chumra than Meiser? Shekein Asurim Lazarim. A Meiser, Shani, anybody's allowed to eat. Bikurim, only a Kohen is allowed to eat. So that's a Chumra that only Bikurim has. Adarabba, Meiser Chumra. Meiser is more Chumra. Why? Shekein Asil Onin. And Pasuk explicitly says that an onin, a person whose relative passed away and is waiting for kavura, so that an onin is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni, but an onin is allowed to eat bikurim. So that's a chumra that ma'aser ani has, rather ma'aser sheni has, and bikurim does not have. So it's not really so clear that bikurim is the only chumra. So that's the first flaw in these kavachomers. Furthermore, my chumra de toda v'shlamim, mi ma'aser, shekein te'unim matan damim ve'murim legavim mizbeach. Toda and Shlamim both have a part that goes in the Mizbeach. You sprinkle the blood, and some of the limbs go on the Mizbeach. Adarabba, Meiser Chomer, Shekein Tunin Kesef Tzura. There's a Chomer, the Meiser Chomer, the Meiser has, that the only way, the only thing to be able to redeem Meiser Sheni on is on a coin that has a Tzura, that has an image on it. And that's a Chomer that exists by Meiser that does not exist when it comes to the Toda and Shlamim. And then further, my chumra de bechor mitod of shlamim shekein kedusha asamirachem. Bechor has more kedusha because it's from birth; the kedusha exists right away, as opposed to tod and shlamim that you have to create the kedusha. Gemara says not true. Adarabba, tod of shlamim chamurim shekein tunim smicha v'nesachem tenufas chazev eshok. There are all these other chumras that you do for the karbanos of tod and shlamim. You do the smicha, and it requires nesachem, pouring the wine on it. You have to shake it, so that doesn't apply to bechor. So these that implies that toda and shaman might be more chumra. And furthermore, my chumra de chatas v'asham mi b'chor. How is chatas and asham more stringent than b'chor? Shekein kachi kachim. It's kachi kachim. It's a whole hierarchy of different levels of karbanos. Kachi kachim are higher than kachi kalim. So chatas and asham are considered kachi kachim, while b'chor is considered kachi kalim. So that's the chumra. But then the Gemara says, Adrab, the opposite should be true. Bechor is more kadosh, chamor, shekein kedusha samirechem. The kedusha of the bechor exists from the moment it's been given birth to. So furthermore, my chumra de ola. Why is ola more chumra than everything else? Michatas v'asham, shekein kalu, because the ola goes entirely on the mizbeach. That's how special it is. No head yod gets a piece of this. Adrabba, the opposite should be true. Chatas v'asham is chamiri, shekein mechapre, because chatas v'asham provide kapara. Ola doesn't provide kapara. Now, that's not entirely true. Gemara Numa says that Ola does provide kapara. For what cases? Anybody know? When does Ola provide kapara? For an asay, hanitek le, no, so rather a lav hanitek l'asay, I think it is, or maybe just a stama asay, I'm forgetting, that the Ola provides kapara just for those specific types of asays, but nothing else. But the chatas and asham provide a lot more kapara than that of the Ola, so that would indicate that really chatas and asham are more chamer than Ola. And then the Gemara says, the chule chamir me'ola, and all the other karbanos listed before that are actually more chamer than ola. Why? De ispe shtei achilos. On one hand, ola is more chamer because the entire thing gets burnt up. Yeah, on the other hand, the fact that the Kohen and the Mizbeach and sometimes the Baal gets to eat from it might indicate that's a certain Chumrah that the other Karbanos have. So therefore, we found a bunch of flaws in the Kavachomers of Rabbi Shimon. So now that leaves us with understanding Rava's statement then. Elamai, what does it mean, the Yalde Eimad Rabbi Shimon? So why did he praise the mother Rabbi Shimon for giving birth to such a child who had all these flawed Kavachomers? So answers the Gemara, Dilamai desfirle lididei, in Rabbi Shimon's world, where he felt that these drushas were good drushas, misaris le lekra v'darshile. He very much enjoyed the way he was able to turn around the psukim and darshan the way he did. Now, even though the kavachomers were flawed, he liked what he did, the fancy footwork he had done with the psukim. There's a long Rashi to explain how exactly he did this. I'm just looking through Rashi one second here. Right. Read the Rashi if you want here, but pretty much the way he really applied this fancy footwork in terms of darshaning this psukim. Now the next question, I'm going to stop here, I'll just read the question because Sheldon asked this question, and we'll leave it off here and pick up tomorrow. But the Gemara asks, within all these kavachomers of Rabbi Shimon, he has the question, v'chi mazhirin min hadin, are you allowed to create a, when there's an azhara in one place, if the azhara, we need to, has to be explicit. You cannot use a kavachomer to apply an azhara that appears in one place to another place. That's a klal we have. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi mazhir min adin, afilu man damar onshim min adin." Even the opinion that it's machlokas, but even the one who allows applying a punishment vis-a-vis kavachomers, they would agree that ain mazhir min adin. You cannot apply an azhara through a kavachomer. So we'll review this last two lines tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll stop here. I think this is the quickest staff we did so far. Okay, beautiful.